The national heroin epidemic has hit St. Louis hard. The number of people dying of the drug has tripled over the last 7 years. In the first of a three-part series on St. Louis's heroin problem, St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips examines the causes and what's being done to curb it.
To Sean.
To Mitch. And that we draw awareness and we can save lives.
Yes. That's right. Exactly.
At a restaurant gazebo in Cottleville, Missouri, two St. Charles County couples raise a toast in honor of their sons, Sean McDonald and Mitch Stinger. Both died of heroin overdoses in 2014.
You always hear the things, you know, a parent should not have to bury their child. I've heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what it means until it happens. And I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
That's Pete Stinger. The Stingers and the McDonalds say losing a child to heroin is a club they wish no parent had to join. But all too many are. According to data collected by the St. Louis Area National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, the St. Louis region has had more than 2,400 opiate overdose deaths since 2007. Between 2007 and 2014, the death toll from heroin and other opiates rose threefold. The question is, why? It's Jim Schroba's job to know the answer. He's the special agent in charge of the Midwest Division of the DEA based in St. Louis.
In 2008, the average purity of heroin on the streets of St. Louis was about 11%. Steadily and alarmingly, since 2008 to the present day, the average purity is 42%. And it is not uncommon for DEA to seize heroin that is in the 90 percentile range.
Schroba says the availability and purity of heroin in St. Louis has increased dramatically since 2008, when Mexican drug cartels began competing with Colombian cartels for market share. Not only is the drug easier to find these days, a dose is much more likely to be lethal, and the higher purity allows a user to get high from snorting the drug, removing the barrier an aversion to needles might afford. Heroin and other opiates are especially deadly drugs because a high enough dose stops the heart and slows breathing to a standstill. Schroba says the DEA is working to reduce the amount of heroin on the streets by partnering with state and local law enforcement.
This is all greed-based. Everybody wants to sort of, you know, go up in the hierarchy of an organization. And so that's why when we look at an organizational attack strategy, the individual at the bottom of the food chain, at the top, they all have to be prosecuted.
St. Louis had its first glimpse of this collaborative initiative in June during a news conference announcing that more than 50 people had been charged with heroin trafficking in St. Charles County. But those arrests focused on just one county in the region and weren't tied to just one organization. Sean McDonald's father, Michael, was at the announcement with a crowd of people whose lives had been touched by the drug. He says the arrests are a start.
I understand that they have to build cases and things like that, but it'd be nice to get 50 more off the street because there will be 50 people behind them.
The drug trafficker who came to the McDonald's house and gave Sean the heroin he OD'd on has not yet been charged. In the meantime, efforts are underway to educate parents and teens all across the region about the dangers of the drug. The Stingers and the McDonald's are part of a group of families that lead heroin awareness walks. Back at the gazebo in St. Charles County, they say the walks are an opportunity to, among other things, educate parents on the importance of keeping track of their prescription drugs.
Even though you know your kid's a good kid,
yep.
He might be taking them out the back door and selling them. Parents don't realize that, and they, like us, think, well, maybe I took two.
Lawmakers in Missouri and Illinois have also tried to make policy changes with mixed results. Tomorrow, reporter Rebecca Smith takes a look at a failed effort to put the antidote to heroin in the hands of friends and family. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.